I'm homesick to go to that land without heartache and no sorrow. I won't. There's nothing but trouble in this world below. I'm homesick for heaven. I've got a longing to go. Yes, I've got a longing. Oh, I'm homesick to go to that land without heartache and no sorrow. Oh, there's nothing but trouble in this world below. I'm homesick for heaven. I've got a longing to go. When I've prayed my last prayer and I've sung my last song, and that death angel whispers, it's time, come on home. It'll be goodbye to friends whom I've met on the way. But I'll see them again on that homecoming day. Oh, in this world below. I'm homesick for heaven. I've got a longing to go.
Several verses of scripture from various places tonight, and make up tonight for not reading much last night. So to start with, let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 27. Begin with verse 50 and read down several verses and skip a couple and then pick up again at verse 57. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. Behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many. Now when the centurion and they that were with him, watching Jesus, saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. Verse 57, and when the even was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. And he went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. And then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed. And there was Mary Magdalene and the other Mary sitting over against the sepulchre. Amen. Let's go to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 14, verses 26 and 27, and then read verse 33. If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Verse 33, so likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath cannot be my disciple. Do you believe this is God's word? Amen. In Luke chapter 23, let's begin reading about, amen, about verse 50. And behold, there was a man named Joseph, a counselor, and he was a good man and a just. And the same had not consented to the counsel indeed of them, and he was of Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who also himself waited for the kingdom of God. This man went unto Pilate and begged the body of Jesus, and he took it down and wrapped it in linen and laid it in a sepulcher that was hewn in stone, wherein never man before was laid. And that day was the preparation, and the Sabbath drew on, and the women also which came with him were from Galilee, followed after and beheld the sepulcher and how his body was laid. And they returned and prepared spices and ointments and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandments. Amen. Let's read another verse or two here. In the book of John chapter 19, verse 26, and then dropping down to verse 38. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Now, if you're curious, that to me, I believe that was John. Verse 38, and after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him leave, and he came therefore and took the body of Jesus. There came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night, and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pound weight. Then took they the body of Jesus, and wound it in linen clothes with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. There are two other verses. In John chapter 15 and verse 8, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. And in John chapter 8 and verse 31, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. Amen. Hallelujah. I know we've read a lot of scripture tonight. To me, the scripture never gets boring. Some people it does. Amen. I learned a long time ago to enjoy the Word of God, whether it was preached with exuberance or whether it was preached with dry as corn chucks. Amen. I still appreciate the Word because it is the book. It is God's book. Amen. But tonight, if the Lord would help us for a while, and I believe he will, I'd like to talk to you about discipleship. Amen. There's more to being a disciple than just joining the church. There's more to being a disciple than just attending church. There's more to being a disciple than just going to the altar of prayer. Amen. There's more to being a disciple than just a profession. I read this definition of discipleship, and I thought it was so good and so fitting. And I'll just pass it on to you, amen, to
habitually follow regardless of the price. To habitually follow regardless of the price, even to death, not only when it is easy and convenient and popular. Discipleship. Amen. Of pressure because of being a follower of the Lord, we'd probably lose 80% of our congregations.
Right.
Amen. And I don't know whether that's good or bad. I'm not going to try to debate that. But the fact exists that so many of us in America, we are so Americanized that we cannot conceive of being a Christian as being a great hardship.
Amen. But we must come to a spiritual purpose in being a Christian, that we are willing at any cost to follow Him. Amen, that He becomes Lord of our life, that He becomes the most important person in our life, that He is more important to us than the automobiles we drive. He must become more important to us than the clothes that is upon our backs. He must become more important to us than the fine homes that we Americans have learn to enjoy and appreciate. He must become more important to us than all the credit cards that you carry in your purses and billfolds.
He must become more important to us, amen, than your friends, your associates. Amen. I want the Lord to help me for a while tonight. He must become more important to us than our own children. He must become more important to us than our own companions. He must become more important to us than our own life. Amen. To follow this Lord, to follow this Christ, to follow not only Him, but to follow His teachings, to follow His principles, amen, which we have discussed extensively today, to follow the precepts that this Word has laid for our lives, amen, as we read it. Amen, and must hold these words dear to our soul, that is more important to us than anything else in this whole world, that we want to please Him rather than the please our board members. We will please Him rather than the please our family. We will please Him rather than please any other creature on this earth. We must come to the point in following the Lord that He is the most important person in the whole world. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, or chapter 16, verse 24, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
Amen.
want the Lord to help me tonight.
All right.
Amen. I need His help. We need men and women, and when I use the term men tonight, I don't just mean the gender of men. I mean mankind. But we need people that are willing to stand for what's right. Not just because it is our opinion, but because it is right to do right. For no other reason. It's just right to do right. I don't know how much plainer we can get than that. It's just right to do right. It's right to live right. It's right to talk right. Amen. We're living in a society where we have what we call situational ethics. Amen. And depending upon the situation, if the situation in our opinion would demand it, amen, this society says it would be acceptable to tell a little white lie. You see, they say that the end justifies the means. Amen. But we need, amen, some folks that are willing to stand for what's right because it is right to do it. Amen. We need some folks that are not afraid to suffer a little bit, if that's what it takes.
Yes.
Amen. To bear some persecution. Now I know that Brother Burkett's here tonight, and he could probably preach about this a lot better than I can. But I want the Lord's laid some thoughts on my heart, and I'd just like to share them with you. We in America do not know what persecution is. We don't even hardly know the meaning of the word. Amen. And somebody points a crooked finger at us and calls us holy rollers or jolly jumpers or sanctified idiots. We get down in the mully grubs hollering about being persecuted.
Right.
Amen. But we need some folks in these days that is willing to pay the price and some settle some things in their hearts that they're going to serve God. Amen. No matter what it costs them. In their daily life that they live, to do what is right, to suffer a little bit if necessary. You see, there's going to be a crowning day after a while. And the Lord, in His Bible or in His book, told us if we would be willing to suffer with Him, amen, we would be, hallelujah, glorified with Him. Amen. We would be crowned with Him. Oh, we need men to stand against the current. Amen, of this evil day. We need men and women that will stand flat-footed and not cringe. Amen, when somebody brings up the subject of Christianity and following the Lord. And when we are among adverse people, amen, and we know that some that are standing there may not believe in what you are. Amen, but don't cringe. Amen, we need some men and women that are willing to stand flat-footed and square our shoulders and let the world know I am a follower and a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ and His power to save. Hallelujah. I'm feeling better. In Ephesians, Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. And in that one verse, he mentions the word against. Amen. Five times he mentions the word against, which tells me that there are some things that we are for. There are some things that you must be against. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And not be ashamed that we are against it. Not be embarrassed that we are against it. Amen. There's no need for you to hang your head. Amen. When the subject of abortion comes up, and you're in a crowd that, amen, thinks it's all right. Don't hang your head. amen, and shrug your shoulders and turn around and walk off ashamed, amen, of what you believe in. Amen. We have what the world needs. I said, we have what the world needs. Amen. I want us to see something about a man tonight that I've read extensively about. Amen. Here, before we commence this preaching. Amen. A man by the name of Joseph of Arimathea. And to me, there's hardly any name in history that shines any brighter than this one man. Amen. I know there's a lot of folks that perhaps might disagree with me on that. Amen. But it's all right. Amen. I'll pray for you anyhow. But you see, when the pressure was on, and when all the disciples fled, and it was unpopular, amen. Matter of fact, it could have very easily cost Joseph of Arimathea his own life personally. Amen. He was the man who stood flat-footed and squared his shoulders. Amen. And is not afraid to confess, I am his disciple. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm feeling better. I'm feeling better. I hope I get to feeling better in this yet. Amen. Amen. Now I can imagine. The Bible tells us that he was a counselor, or he was a member of the Sanhedrin. And it seems as though that probably Nicodemus was also, amen, being ruler of the Jews. But nevertheless, they being a member of the Sanhedrin. And I can see, as you read chapter 23 of Luke, down around verses 50 and 51, amen, that as they in their council meetings, amen, discussed the problem of this Nazarene. Amen, they had something to discuss about him. It wasn't a pleasant discussion. Amen, and after they discussed this Galilean, amen, and they all gave their opinions as to what they thought about him, and I hear the moderator, whoever he was, amen, stand from his chair where he was sitting at the end of that long table where all the members of the Sanhedrin sat in all of their dignity and in all of their pomp and in all of their influential chamber. And he stood and said, what think ye of Christ? And with one accord and in unison, all the members of that Sanhedrin, amen, scooted their chairs back, stood to their feet, amen. And you would think that they probably screamed to the top of their voice and said, he is guilty to die. Yes. Amen. And I can see, brother, Joseph, being a member of this group, saw he was in trouble. He right there saw he was in trouble. Amen. And I can say, I see in my mind that after the voices subsided and they are set back down, I can see that brother Joseph of Arimathea rose to his feet, amen, and leaned over on the table and put his hands down on that shiny top and said, gentlemen, I've been with you through a lot of things, and I've given my consent to things, amen, that I was really questionable about, amen, and I've gone along with a lot of things that I didn't agree with. And we've been together a long time. But he said, now, gentlemen, this is where the parting of the way comes. Amen. I'll never give my consent to the death of this man. He's never done anything worthy of death. Amen. Furthermore, I want you gentlemen to know right now. Amen. I've been secretly a disciple of his for a long time. amen, the occasion never demanded, amen, that I publicly confess him, amen, but I can go no further with you. There must be a, amen, consensus here right now. I will not consent to his death. Amen. He is my Lord, and he is my Savior. Glory to God. Discipleship. Amen. There's got to come a place in every man's life where he comes to that crossroads and said, I'll settle it in my heart. I'm going for God, no matter what the cost may be. Popular opinion had not affected his faith in the Lord Jesus. He loved him. He loved him. Amen. Discipleship. Yeah. Habitually follow regardless of the price. You ever think what it means to have a habit? Don't fall out of your seat. Not all habits are bad.
Right. You're right.
Not all habits are bad. Right. There are some good habits.
Sure.
You got habits you don't even know you got.
Right.
Amen. You got a habit to the way you put your coat on. Hello. Amen. You may be always put your left arm in your, amen, left sleeve first.
Amen. And then pull it around.
Try to do it the other way. Time yourself. You'll have the biggest conglomerated mess you've ever seen. You'll get so confused. Amen. You said, I thought I could put my coat on. Amen. And come to find out, you couldn't because you're not doing it the way you normally do.
All right.
Amen. Now, me and Brother Wyatt, we are two of a kind.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right. He's the only other fella I ever met that eats like I do. Amen. Amen. We eat one thing at a time. You do too. Oh. Well, we got a threesome here. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glad to know that, Brother Burkett. Amen. Well, hallelujah. You see? Amen. And if I go sometime, we go to all day meetings. Amen. And my wife sometimes, bless her heart, she don't do it because I ask her to or I demand her to do it. She does it because she loves me. And she wants to take care of her. Amen. Ugly husband. Amen. And sometimes she, amen, will go around and fix a plate for me. And she'll bring it, you know, and bless her heart. Amen. She piles everything up together. And it just blows me up. Hey, that's not the way I normally eat. So I dig around in that plate trying to get all of this. Trying to get all of you. Amen. Praise God. Oh! Amen. We are a people of habit, whether you realize it or not. Amen. I would to God that we could get in the habit of serving the Lord and following the Master. Amen. And being a disciple because, amen, we have formed a habit of doing what's right. Because it's right to do what's right.
Yeah.
Amen. Follow the Lord.
Yeah.
If you get in such a habit of doing what's right, amen, it won't be a bit of trouble of you to live right. You won't have any trouble making a decision, is this right or is this wrong? Amen. If you get in a habit of doing what's right, amen, there'll be an instinct that inside of you says, ah. Amen. It's like tellers in a bank. They're not schooled and they're not programmed to, amen, notice counterfeit money. Amen. We talked to a teller at a local bank where we live. We took the school kids over there on a trip. And we ask what special training they went through to be able to identify counterfeit money. She said, none. Amen. She told those kids, none. She said, we are not allowed to handle anything but genuine stuff. I mean, the real, real genuine. And when we get to handle anything that comes across the window, we are so accustomed, amen, to the feel of the genuine that if something counterfeit comes across there, we just pick it up automatically. It's an automatic reaction. If we could get in the habit of living right because it's right and serving the Lord and know His will in our lives, we wouldn't have trouble identifying things that may be questionable. Amen. We are interested in one thing, and that is to please Him that has called us to be a good soldier. Discipleship. We are probably living in one of the most difficult hours there has ever been for our church world in our generation. Amen. As far as America is concerned, amen, we may not have the pressure, amen, brethren, that they have in Red China or in behind the Iron Curtains, amen, in foreign soil. Amen, but we are battling the hordes of hell in the spirit of darkness that has crept within the ranks of the church. Amen, and we are having that to contend with. And someone said to me not too long ago, amen, they said, Brother Savage, these are dark days. Amen, when Christ is rejected by so many. Amen, you'd be surprised how many people in America hate Christ. They hate Christianity. I'm encountering more and more as the days go by. Amen. I've encountered some of it in our local county where we live. Amen. They hate Christianity. They hate what you stand for. Amen. They had rather for you, amen, to take their wife and spend the night with them than to sing to Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound, that saved the rich like me. They'd rather for you to steal the dollars out of their pocket, amen, than to tell them of the grace of God and His power to redeem. Amen. That brother, in the darkest of the night, the light shines the brightest. All God needs is somebody, amen, that is willing to bear the reproach and suffer the consequences and purpose in their heart, I'm going to serve the Lord. I'll stand up, amen, and stand tall and serve God because He is my Lord. Yeah. Hi. A situation that is developed where not many people want to be identified with it. Christ has been arrested. Amen. Soldiers have come and got him and took him away. Bible said that the disciples fled. Amen. Peter stood afar off and warmed by the alien's fire. Amen. Dangerous things to do. They would not and did not. When the chips was down and the pressure was on, be identified as one of them. We see the situation that has developed, amen, to where their leader, the one that they've been following for 3.5 years, amen, their Savior, their Messiah, that they had believed in. Matter of fact, He's the one that gave them power to go out two by two and cast out devils and heal the sick and raise the dead. Freely you have received, freely give. Amen. He told them, on one occasion, take no purse, take no money, make no provisions for it. He said, the Lord will supply you need. Amen. And after they were put through the test, he come back, and the next time he sent them out, he sent them with purse and with script. Amen. So are you listening to me now? Amen. But it's a dangerous time now. Their master, their Lord's been arrested, and he's been incarcerated here, and he's been beaten. His body is being mutilated. He is a captive. Amen. They put the crown of thorns upon his head. They plucked out his beard. His back has been beaten with 39 lashes with a cat of nine tails. Amen. And until his entrails are visible. Amen. Or perhaps protruding from his backsides. Amen. Oh! Amen. They blindfolded him. They spit in his face. Mucus. Amen. Oh! And said, if thou be the Son of God, prophesy and tell us who it was that smote you. Amen. They hit him on the head with a reed. Amen. They done all sorts of things to him. It was a dangerous time to anybody who would dare now come to the forefront. Amen. And say, I'm a disciple of this man. I want to defend him. I want to take up for him, brother. Amen. Not only the Sanhedrin was in an uproar. Amen. This Roman soldiers was equally. Amen. Interested in crucifying him. Not only was the Sanhedrin upset, not only were the Roman soldiers, amen, in an upheaval and a roar, but the whole populace of the country was mobilized. There was a mob. There was a throng. Amen. Crucify him. Crucify him. Anybody in their right mind would never now come and say, I'm a disciple of the Lord. Amen. The disciples fled to John's house. Amen. And barred the doors in the windows for fear of their life. Amen. But brother, glory, I'm feeling something now. Hallelujah. Amen. And when he was beaten and his body mutilated. Amen. And led out of the streets. And with a mob that jeered and poked fun and perhaps threw rocks. Amen. And as he walked down those stone gray streets of Jerusalem, amen, heading for Calvary, they no doubt probably picked him at him with the sticks, and the whole mob in unison screamed and hollered, amen, and cried, crucify him, crucify him, amen, kill him, let him die. Amen. Oh, God, help me now. Amen. When the reached Golgotha. Amen. In that place of the skull. Amen. And they laid him down on the cross. And they drove the nails in his hands and through his feet and lifted him to the air and until he was among his captors. Amen. And so we are told that the cross was not high, as some thought, but was among those that railed upon him. Amen. They made fun of him near where he was. Amen. Oh, what do you think now? Amen. I can see Joseph of Arimathea as he began to work behind the scene. Amen. First of all, amen, he went to Pilate. And he said, now look a here, Pilate. Amen. Me and you have been on a lot of deals together. Amen. I'm feeling better. Amen. You've given me favors before, and I've given you favors. Amen. Now, I'm telling you, Pilate, I am his disciple. Make no bones about it. He is my Lord and my Savior. I want his body. Amen. My Lord, help me. Amen. I know, Pilate, that you have enough authority. Amen, that it can cost me my life. But Pilate, I want you to know, amen, if it does, I'm willing to pay the price. But I want that body that's hanging on the tree. Amen. Amen. Joseph, do you know what you're saying? There's a mob out there. You go out there now, they'll hang you. I know what I'm saying, Pilate. Amen. But you see, there's something inside of here. Amen, that I cannot explain. And it drives me. He's my Lord. And he's my Savior. He's been put to an open shame. Amen, let me take him down and do what I can for him.
Take him. I'll sign the paper. Give him the authority. He's yours.
All right.
But you remember, your life's in your own hands.
Right.
Glory to God. I think Joseph felt about 20 foot tall.
All right. Come on now.
Stepping high. Said, I've never done this, anything like this before in my whole life. But I sure am feeling good about it. He's been... The Bible said in the book of Acts that they rejoiced. They rejoiced in that they were accounted worthy to suffer for his name's sake. Joseph left there walking on cloud nine. And they headed for Golgotha. Even the heavens had been black. No light of the sun. Amen. The soldiers standing near the cross shook their heads. Amen. After the earth trembled and quaked. Amen. In the graves in the cemetery apart. Amen. They said, surely this was the Son of God. Amen. And I can see. Now, I want to tell you, Joseph of Arimathea was no stranger to any of the soldiers. He knew every one of them by name. Amen. He was in the upper echelons, if you want to put it that way. He was acquainted with all them high-powered fellers. He knew all the sergeants and the captains. Amen. He knew the lieutenants. He no doubt had sat at the table with many of them. Amen. In times past. And I can see Joseph, amen, stepping out of the shadows of the night. Amen, walking up Calvary. Amen, as one of the soldiers he passed. Where are you going, Joseph? I'm going to take him down. Amen, take who down? The thieves? No! Amen, I'm going after the Son of God, the Savior of the world. Amen, the one who has died, amen, for my sins. Amen. What are you going to do with him, Joseph? I'm going to put him in my own tomb. Amen. Joseph, don't you know that's dangerous? There's still folks here, amen, that are mob crazy. Amen. They're in a frenzy. Amen. It'll cost you your life, Joseph. It doesn't matter anymore. Amen. He is my life. He is my everything. He's the only one that means anything to my life anymore. Habitually follow, regardless of the price.
All right.
Even to death. Not just when it's easy, convenient, and popular.
Right.
But when the world is ridiculing,
right,
persecuting, nobody's standing, stand alone. Brother Collins sings that song, I'm going to pray, if I pray by myself. Amen. I'm going to fight. Amen. If I have to fight alone. Amen.
It's cheap at any price to make it to heaven. If no one else goes, I'm going in her. Amen. Glory. Could I tell you that's the choice that you and I must come to in our lives? We have not reached that point yet. We have not reached the point in the American way of life to where we are forced to make that choice. But could I tell you that you need to come to that choice in your life now? Amen. Don't wait till you are pressured into it. For many, amen, will lose faith and back up. Amen. Settle some things in your heart now. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. We're going to church tonight. Amen. No matter what the conditions are in the situations that arises. Amen. I'm going to the house of God. I'm going to the altar and pray tonight. I don't care what anybody else says. You think you're going to make me go sour on God? You got another thought coming. Amen. You think you're going to make me go sour on the church? Never. I got in this thing to stay. I'm going for God. I'm going to live for the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen.
Joseph goes to Calvary. It's an almost impossible task to do by yourself.
All right, come on now.
Hallelujah. And I see Joseph standing there looking at that cross. I see. What is the best way to get him down? And while he's standing there figuring, and trying to come to some sort of plan, amen, as it forms in his mind, I don't want to let his body fall to the ground. No, he's precious. Who was it Peter said to you who believe he is precious? He's too precious to fall in the dust and the scum of this world. How can I do it?
Right.
And while Joseph of Arimathea is standing there, amen, a shadow comes up from behind, slips an arm around his shoulder. Stand up. Amen. Says, Brother Joseph, why, Brother Nicodemus. Amen. Yeah, that's what the Bible said. Amen. Don't fall out with me tonight. That's what the book said. Amen. And the Bible said, and they took him down. Why, Brother Nicodemus, I was just standing here wondering how I was going to get this job done. It's such a big job, and it looks like it's impossible for me to do it by myself. Amen. And lo and behold, my good brother, my Sanhedrin brother, amen, that me and you've been disciples of the Lord a long time. Why, Nicodemus, I remember when you come to me after you had had a visit with him, amen, that night way back yonder. You remember? Amen. Oh, do I remember, Joseph? Hallelujah. He was about to have a camp meeting. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I wish I could say that like you can. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. Joseph, I'll tell you what. I remember. Amen. I went to him that night by night. Amen. I didn't want nobody to see me. Amen. I went to him by night in secret. Amen. Hiding. And he told me something I never could get away from. He said, I must be born again. Lord, I'm a ruler of the Jews. Amen. You mean you don't know what it means to be born again? If you don't know about this, then, amen, I got to tell you something. Glory to God. He that's born of the flesh is flesh. And he that's born of the spirit is spirit. The wind blows to their lists, and thou hearest the sound thereof, and canst not tell from whence it cometh and where it goeth. And so is everyone that's born of the spirit. Oh, brother Nicodemus. Would you help me? I need your help. I want to tell you something tonight, saints. This is not a job just for the preacher to do. We need every available human being in this world, amen, in 1984, to come out square-footed, amen, and stand tall, amen, and make a confession, amen, of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and say, I am one of them. Amen. Bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Amen. I felt the wind blow. Amen. And I've been born of that glory spirit. Now, if y'all will allow me to use my savage imagination for a few minutes. Oh, I'll tell you what, Joseph. If you and I, amen, we'll get our hearts together, our hands can accomplish a whole lot more together. If one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, Joseph, there's another feller standing here. Amen. He's been way back yonder standing with them women folks. And he's been a weeping and a sobbing and a crying. And I just kind of believe, like, if I could get your permission, amen, you mind if I go ask him if he would help us do this job? Amen. Come, John. We have a job to do. It may cost you. You have to decide right now whether you want to put your life on the line or not. Amen.
I'll do it.
Oh, God. You see that man hanging? Don't sit down, brother. You see that man hanging there on the cross? Amen. We got to get him down. And we want to take him right around the... We want to take him right around the edge of this mountain. Into that garden. Joseph tells me that never man's laid in that tomb before. Amen. And we want to put him there. Me and Joseph come out of hiding just for this occasion. Glory to God. Who can tell but, amen, who can tell but what the Lord has brought thee to the kingdom for just such a time as this? Hallelujah. Am I feeling better? Amen. Come on, Brother John. Amen. Amen. Joseph, I'm sure you're acquainted with John. This is that disciple that leaned on the Lord's breast.
Right.
Amen. Whom the Lord loved. You remember him, don't you? Amen. Oh, you remember Joseph of Arimathea, don't you? Glory to God, I'm feeling almost like a shout. Amen. I'll tell you what, brothers. We are in this thing together. And we got a job to do. Amen. And if we'll pull together, I mean, we can get something done. Oh, brother, help me, Lord. Somebody said to me not long ago, said, didn't you, don't you, brother, stand up, don't go nowhere. Didn't you hear, amen, that they're going to send all the holy roller fanatics to, amen, the North Pole? I said, let's go. Hey. Amen. Can you imagine what it would be like for all the holy rollers in the United States to get in one place? I mean, it'd be 24 hours. We'd have a Miami, Florida on the North Pole. Amen. I want to tell you, the devil don't want to get us together. He wants to get us apart. He wants to divide us in our opinions. He wants to divide us in our theologies. He wants to divide us in our philosophy. He wants to divide us with our bitternesses and hatreds and hurts. He wants to pull us apart. Amen, brother. If we can get three men to do a job here, amen, we'll change the whole world. Discipleship. I wished I either had a ladder or that was lower. And I can see Joseph, a rich man, a wealthy man, a man of influence, a man of means. Has he done one of the most unorthodox things that could be seen of a hierarchy?
All right.
He got up on the cross member of that cross. Amen. That had been driven and nails through. Gently. What means, I don't know. Somehow or another, whether he pulled the spikes out or whether he jumped over top of the nails. We don't know. But we do know that Joseph had a burden for a loving Savior that he begged his body. Come here, Brother Joseph. Oh, this nickname, excuse me. I'm getting them all turned around. But you'll get the message. Amen. Brother Nicodemus, I bequeath to you, amen, this feet that has been pierced with nails and bleeding and bruised. I'm Nicodemus, or I'm Joseph. Amen. I'm going to take his whole body section. Amen. For you see, I remember reading in the old book that there is a fountain opened in the house of David. Amen. That whosoever will could come and drink of the waters of life freely. I want to carry his body section, if you brothers don't mind. Amen. Amen. His head. This royal head, this holy head, amen, whose eyes are closed, whose brow, amen, is trickled and stained with blood, whose beard is missing, whose mucus is so covered his face, you cannot even tell where his nostrils and his eyes sockets were from being spit upon. Amen. This head, glory to God, that's been crowned with a thorn. Amen, John. I remember. Amen. I remember you leaning your head on his breast. Amen. Would you hold his head? Amen. Hold it dear to you. Amen. Glory to God. I'm feeling something right now. We got a job to do. The world's standing mocking and ridiculing us and calling us fanatics and holy rollers, sanctified jolly jumpers. Amen. Wilt and hide if you want to. But God needs somebody that'll come and do the job for this day. Yeah. God needs disciples. Disciples.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
careful, brothers. Amen. This is delicate. Amen. Some people handle the cross and the crucifixion, amen, so roughly, amen, that they have crucified him all over again without any compassion, without any understanding of the price that he paid for our salvation and our redemption. Brethren, amen. Come. Amen. Be careful. Don't drag him. Hold his head up, John. Amen. Pick those feet up. Amen. He's bleeding, brothers. Amen. Oh. His side is wounded. Amen. And blood and water has gushed out together. Amen. His backsides are mutilated. Amen. Here's the mob gathering, regathering after all that has happened and transpired. And curiosity seekers, amen, once again are gathering near. Amen. Golgotha, what's these three men doing? Amen. They left the other two thieves up there. Why are they taking this man down? Hell, ha, ha, glory to God. I want to tell you, he's Lord and he is master. Lay him gently. Stand a minute. I want to tell you, when I talk about the Christ and the Son of God and Calvary and the shed blood, it is not a sob story. This is the greatest victory, amen, since the creation of the whole world. And it's to be handled delicately. And some have allowed, amen, the bloodstained banner of Jesus Christ to be drug in the scum. And Lord, amen, the standard of Christianity, until it has brought reproach and degradation and an open shame. Amen, hold him, brother. Hold him dear. Hold him close. Amen. This is your salvation. Amen. Amen. How the mob, amen, gathers closer by. And these three men begin to hear them whisper among themselves. Amen. And if that had been our modern day men, amen, they had would have been looking around. Amen. Who's going to jump me from the back? Who's going to get me? Amen. But they had one objective and one purpose in mind, and that was to do their job. And the crowd around them made no difference. They continued their task as though there was no persecution, as though that there was no ridicule, as though that there were no agnostics in the whole world. They had a task to do. Glory to God, and they lowered him. Amen. And Joseph, empty new tomb. Glory to God. You'll never know until eternal day arises what you have done. Amen. You have been such a source of strength to me today, Brother Nicodemus. Oh, my old buddy. Amen. Brethren, amen, it has been our job to see to it that no shame and no reproach comes to this glorious Christ. I think that we have handled the task with dignity. Amen. And if I remember the scriptures right, brothers, amen, we can rest for about 2.5 or 3 days. Glory to God. Amen. I'll see you at the resurrection morning. Oh, amen, come that eternal day, brother. Amen, don't you run off. Amen. Come that eternal day. You'll never know what little part you played in a little old rural far country church. Amen, on a state route 622 in Rappahannock County, Virginia. Amen, when you come there and sang until glory rolled. Amen. And saints rejoiced and preached like a man from another world. Hallelujah. There were some good saints that needed help when you were there. Amen. And you did your work faithfully and you executed your job. Hallelujah. Be thou faithful unto death, and I shall give thee a crown of life.
Oh, Brother Nicodemus. Before you and I got saved and got acquainted with him, we was old buddies. We sopped out the same old jug. Amen. Nicodemus, you think I didn't know it, but I heard by the grapevine when you had that visit that night. Amen. And I said, if it's good for Nicodemus, I think I'm going to see him myself. Amen. Amen. Nicodemus, you'll never know. You'll never know how you have strengthened me. Amen. Tonight or this afternoon. I needed you, Nicodemus. You don't know. You will never know how much I needed you. Now think about conventions like this. And somebody said, it's not important for me to go. Amen. It's just another convention. Just another meeting. Just another preacher's preaching. But Dexter Whirler, amen. You coming tonight, you'll never know what that meant to this man. He needed you tonight. And I'm sure that every one of these good brethren here could have found other places to go and other things that needed to be done, amen, very urgently. But for some reason or other, they showed up at convention. Hey, at the Pentecostal Tabernacle in Richmond, Virginia. Richmond, Indiana. Virginia's a good state. Amen. Amen, where Bill White has been going through a hard battle. Amen, and he's wondering if there's anybody else that's going to help him with this task. And lo and behold, amen, out of the darkness of the shadows, amen, came some good men that stood side by side and said, buddy, square up. Amen, we'll stand with you. Ah! Disciples! Disciples! Bill Burkett. Amen. Probably nobody on this side of the ocean will ever come to full grips. Amen. Of what God is using your life through on the other side. We'll never appreciate. We in America will probably never this side of eternity appreciate the work that he's doing. Far, far away. But I'll guarantee you those men and women and children that have suffered afflictions in their bodies. Some of them been put to death and incarcerated. Amen. When they see an old Mercedes, amen, Benz, drive up the road, amen, with lights out perhaps, I don't know. Amen. And somebody says, amen, who's that? You think it's a KGB? Amen. No. Amen. I get a glimmer. I just got a glimmer. Amen. The dome light come inside. I believe it's Bill Burkett. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. We'll have a meeting tonight. Amen. We've got a job to do. And if we'll stand in our places and our post of duties, we can execute our responsibilities with dignity. And I don't want to take the word out of context of what, or nor take away from what I want to say. Amen. But if you will permit me to use a word that perhaps is out of place to some degree, but it will portray Amen. The thought I want to get to you. You can execute your responsibility with dignity and pride and say, hallelujah. I done it. And I'm glad I did. Stand and walk on your tiptoes. Amen. Feel like I'm 25 feet tall and 500 pounds. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We in America, amen, know so little about pressure, amen, that we don't understand really the meaning of the word discipleship. Amen. But I'll tell you, if God permits us to live in this nation a few more days or years before his coming, it may well be that we'll realize what the meaning of, amen, discipleship is and how valuable our brothers and sisters are to us. Reach out and touch it right now. Would you just close your eyes? Lift your hearts to the Lord. Isaac Carpenter, little did you know the sufferings and the pain of a teenage girl in an automobile accident whose face was totally disfigured, marred, busted open from an automobile accident. Her arm literally peeled to the bone. And the doctors gave her little hope to live. Her face was busted open. Her nose.